crazy right now, man. Yo, salute to all the protesters out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Yo, but I just want to, share a story. A couple of stories about being black in America. And I'm sure every black person in America has a story. More than one. About being black in America. Being called a nigger. Being followed around in the store because you black. Beat up. Arrested. Or know somebody who got killed by the police. Yo, I was going to junior high school. Junior high school, 202. Probably like 14, 15 years old. Now we on a bus. We used to take the bus from Southside Jamaica, Queens, the black neighborhood, and take a bus to the white neighborhood to go to 202 in Howard Beach. Howard Beach, the school 202. 14 years old, 15 the most. So we on the bus going to school early in the morning. Kids on the bus, we having a good time, you know. And we get to Howard Beach. We had a stop sign. Some grown-ass white dudes with beards. Big motherfuckers. Come to the bus with baseball bats and start hitting the bus. Windows breaking. We on the floor, little kids, we on the floor screaming, holding our heads like this, and glasses falling off. They calling us niggas. Beating a bus with baseball bats. We kids on a bus, 14 years old. What threat are we doing to anybody? Why do they think it was necessary to wait for the bus? They know the bus is coming. To wait for the bus. They planned this shit. Like, why do they think it's necessary to do some shit like that? To scare kids. Helpless kids on a bus. You hitting them with baseball bats? Grown white men? I never forget that shit. And those motherfuckers knew we would never forget that shit. They knew that. They knew we would never forget that shit. That's why I can tell you today, 30 years later, luckily the fucking bus driver drove off. Because if they would have got on that bus, who the fuck, yo, we was scared for our life. I don't even know if we went to school that, like, I don't even, like, everything after that, I don't even remember. That's why the fuck we mad. Because shit like that. One time, me and my man, we riding a bike and shit. We going to get some pizza. And we in a white neighborhood. We in Ozone Park. We lived in South Ozone Park. South Ozone Park is South Side. Ozone Park is the white neighborhood. So we just going to get some pizza. We got the bikes. We chilling, nice summer day. We go get the pizza. We on our way home to play video games or whatever. I'm riding on the bike. Some white dudes in the car driving by spit on me. Motherfucker spit on me and called me nigga and drove off. Motherfucker spit on me, man. They call me Curious George. I never forget that shit. Yo, I went to John Adams High School. John Adams High School, 86. 87. Me and the Lost Boys, we all went to the same school. And this kid named Joey, everybody knew him from everybody knew this kid named Joey. He went to fucking John Adams. This nigga had a black girlfriend. But she was black, but you know what I'm saying? Her skin color was black. So this kid named Joey went to John Adams High School. There was these four kids walking in Howard Beach. They ran out of gas. Some four black kids, and they was walking through Howard Beach, the same neighborhood we went to school in. So this is after school. Joey and his friends.